Ooh, that hurt. Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. We're in the Barnes Committee Room, Room 124 of the Alaska State Capitol Building. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:02 p.m. Today we have present Representative McKay, Representative Vance, Representative Mina, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff will be assisting us today. Our recording secretary, Linda Jensen, moderator, Zach Lawhorn, and Buddy Witt, my committee aide. Thank you all for your service today. Today we have one item on the agenda, House Bill 8, sponsored by Representative Carrick, is being brought before the committee this afternoon. We will consider a committee substitute, take public testimony, and then look to the will of the committee. House Bill 8 is an act relating to electric-assisted bicycles. First hearing in this committee was March 14th. Representative Carrick and her staff gave an introduction to the bill, the need for a statutory change, and guided us through a sectional analysis. My office only received one request for an amendment and has developed a committee substitute to incorporate that amendment and one additional change. Representative Vance, may I have a motion, please?
Chair McCabe, I move House Transportation Committee substitute for House Bill 8, work order number 33-LS0196-S before the committee is a working document.
Okay, and I'll object for the purposes of discussion and explanation and invite our committee aide, Buddy Witt, to walk through the committee through the explanation of changes as he walks out the door.
I thought he was going to leave.
Thank you, Chair McKay, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Buddy Witt, staff to the Transportation Committee. Mr. Chairman, as you mentioned in your opening remarks, there was one requested amendment from Representative Johnson that's been incorporated into this, and then a last-minute request came into the office that we were able to get through in a CS last minute, and I think I approached everyone's offices to explain that we were going to try to get it to them as early as possible, and we were able to deliver that CS within over an hour ago. I think everyone's had a chance to review a very simple change. This is an explanation of changes from for House Bill 8 on a committee substitute in the House Transportation Committee from version A to version S. The first change is an addition of a section, now section 1, begins on page 1, line 1, and goes through page 2, line 24. Let me make sure that's correct. That sounds like yes, that is correct. This section adds that it adds a new section of the bill that amends AS 16.05.255A, and it directs the Board of Game to promulgate regulations to provide that an area closed to motor vehicles for hunting are also closed to the use of electric-assisted bicycles for hunting, except, so here are the exceptions, residents holding a permit, permanent identification card issued under AS 16.05.400B as in Bravo, or a disabled veteran as defined under AS 16.05.341 parts 1 and 2. And I've included on one piece of paper the definitions and the two statutes that are incorporated in this section, are mentioned in this section. And then the final change is section 12, this very last page of the CS. And this is implements an effective date, an immediate effective date. And Mr. Chair, it occurred to our office, or brought to the attention of our office, that with an immediate effective date, this could somehow help if someone wants to start or implement into their existing business or start a new business for e-bikes for tourists over the summer. This would, an immediate effective date would help them make an initial investment and get that up and going in time to take advantage of summer tourist season. And that is it. I will also add that this CS was brought to the Board of Game. We have not had any feedback from. They are not opposed to the amendment. They're staying neutral on the amendment. And I also want to point out that there are already regulatory guidelines for e-bikes. So we anticipate that once the analysis from the Board of Game comes through, which we have not received yet, we do not expect there to be a fiscal impact because promulgation of regulations has already, in fact, been done. And that's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Witt. I'd like to note for the record that Representative Stutes, Representative Johnson, and Representative Sumner have joined us at 1:05.
And Mr. Chair, if I may, one more again, Buddy Witt, for the record, I will also add again, this was Representative Johnson's amendment in Section 1, and he may want to speak a little bit to the reasons why he wanted it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Witt. Any additional questions or comments from committee members on the committee substitute? Representative Sumner.
Through the chair, I was just curious, and I don't know if maybe this was already addressed and I missed it, but does this require a title change then if we're also...
Mr. Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Buddy Witt, staff to Representative McCabe and the House Transportation Committee. So on the CS, this is version S. Under the title, it does add a portion of the title and providing for an effective date. The Section 1 of the bill that was added did not cause a title change, but the effective date does.
Okay, yes. So sorry, through the chair, that was my question, if the Section 1 would trigger a title change. But I guess the answer is no. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Okay, I'll remove my objection. Is there any additional objections? Seeing none, the working document is adopted. I will now open public testimony on the Transportation Committee Substitute Bill for House Bill 8. Testifiers will be given 3 minutes for their remarks. And I see two people online for public testimony. So first we'll go to Mark Grober. Mr. Grober.
Thank you.
Please put your name on the record.
Thank you.
And begin your testimony. You have 3 minutes.
My name is Mark Grober. I created and administer the Anchorage Bicyclist Facebook group with over 500 users. And being largely retired, I spend about 10 hours a week biking Anchorage during the summer, a little bit less biking Anchorage in the winter. Admitted to the Alaska Bar in 1977, I will be 72 this April. And according to leading medical authorities, I am, unfortunately, obese. But I regularly travel at 18 miles an hour on my bicycle. Why is any of this important? Because initial proponents of this bill all seem to reside in a kind of Rockwellian utopia where everyone moves slowly and focuses on the concerns of their neighbors. Unfortunately, that is not the reality of life in Anchorage, where the coastal trail is already becoming a combat zone. That is not to say there aren't responsible people on our trails, just that we have irresponsible people as well, and the laws should protect us from those people. So this legislation means well, but it suffers from serious technical defects. I would characterize this, in a sense, as a feel-good legislation, where everybody feels good about trying to provide accommodation for those who would like to be able to have equal access to transportation. Unfortunately, the technical aspects of the bill suffer from serious defects. And despite previous testimony, we haven't seen any amendments from any member of a previous committee regarding any of those technical defects. Specifically, this bill will make roads and trails more dangerous by legalizing the use of devices equivalent to 50cc motorbikes without a license. Now, for those of you who are not familiar, you must have a driver's license to operate a 50cc motorbike, and a 50cc motorbike is arguably illegal on most of the state trails. And yet what this bill would do is legalize the use of electric vehicles which will be up to approximately 2,600 watts without a driver's license and on any location the person wants to use them. That may not be the sponsor's intent, but that is a practical result of this legislation. And this is not make-believe. We already have 1,000-watt bikes on our trails in Anchorage, something which is illegal and APD has refused to do anything about. And we already have 2,600-watt all-wheel electric bikes in the state. The bill also invites additional hazards into our apartment buildings as residents try to charge their e-bikes in building, potentially creating risks of fire and explosion, as we have seen take place in other urban areas. I have submitted two pieces of testimony, one a sexual analysis of the Senate Bill 62, which has essentially very similar provisions to HB 8, identifying the specific concerns about the technical language, and also this morning a dialogue about the pros and cons, which has specific URLs regarding the reasons why we need to be circumspect and not rush to pass this bill.
Mr. Grubb, you've reached your 3 minutes, sir. I urge you to submit your written testimony, if you will, on the rest of the on the rest of your testimony, and I appreciate you testifying for us today. Next, we're going to go to Diane Chapman.
Great. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, ma'am. Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My name is Diane Chapman. I'm the State Director for Alaska Environment, and we support e-bikes being regulated as bicycles. There's booming interest in e-bikes. They actually outsold EVs and plug-in hybrids in 2021, and that makes sense. It extends the ride range for many users. It eases the burden of hills, increases the cargo load that most folks can handle when riding on a bicycle. And that all allows more people to commute by bicycle, use bikes for grocery shopping trips, and generally just use their bicycles more often. And that ultimately reduces air pollution and opens up more energy efficient options for travel. And then regulating e-bikes as bicycles makes it easier and safer for folks to use this technology. And I've spent time in states and cities, including Anchorage, where I live, with e-bikes on the same trails as bicycles and pedestrians, and it's been a comfortable experience to share that space. And so I encourage you to pass this bill and regulate e-bikes as bicycles. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ms. Chapman. I appreciate your testimony. And now looking in the room, I don't see anybody for in-person testimony, so I will close public testimony. So, Representative Carrick, would you like to make any additional comments to the committee and discuss how amazing your bill is and how Alaska can't live without it? Sorry, my committee aide wrote that.
For the record, Ashley Carrick, representative for House District 35 in West Fairbanks. I love the glowing review. Couldn't have said it better myself. I just want to point out a couple of comments from the testimony we just heard. I appreciate Mr. Grober's weighing in on this. Our office has spoken with him fairly extensively on some of his concerns. I do just want to note that the municipality of Anchorage already has this language adopted that is in this legislation. So they are currently defining electric bicycles, and they do currently allow electric bicycles on other ways, paths, and areas where bicycles are allowed. And just to address some of the support, additional support that's been received, you do have in your packet letters from the Alaska Outdoor Alliance, the Juneau Mountain Bike Alliance, the Fairbanks Cycle Club. We've also previously heard testimony from the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Surface Transportation Planning Executive Director. There has been previous support as well for from other bicycle enthusiasts and People for Bikes, which is a national organization that has helped work on this legislation in 37 states that have adopted it. So just want to point out some of the additional support that's existent for this legislation as well.
Thanks. I'm Representative Carrick, so I have a question, unless anybody else wants to go. What is the major resistance? It seems to me we kind of heard the same thing when we allowed bikes to go on hiking trails or trails that were for people just to walk on, whether it be sidewalks or by, I think specifically about the hiking trail out by Earthquake Park, that bikes and pedestrians don't match very well, but I don't seem to think or don't recall many major accidents. So is that the major thing? Is they're just worried about the difference in speed?
To Chair McCabe, that pretty well sums up the major concerns that exist around bicycling in general, and definitely for e-bikes as well. My intention is to have e-bikes, which are used for folks who maybe have mobility challenges or maybe are a little older, to have the same accessibility to our trails that bicyclists do. And I believe fundamentally that e-bikes are bicycles as well, as opposed to a motor vehicle. But primarily objections to putting e-bikes in as bicycles have to do with potential trail conflicts on non-motorized trails. My comment there is, being an avid trail user myself, it's always in the responsibility of trail users to be respectful of each other and be respectful of kind of the rules of trail use. For example, in Fairbanks and in Anchorage as well, there are many trails which are multi-use. You could have horseback riding, you could have dog sledding, you could have biking, hiking, skiing, and there are not legal rules necessarily, but there are rules around how one should appropriately and respectfully use trails with other users. And so I fundamentally believe that electric bicycle users are able to follow those rules the way that bicycle users are able to.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, thank you, Representative Carrick. Appreciate that. So now I'm going to look to the will of the committee and see what everybody thinks. Don't everybody speak at once. Representative Stutz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's a good bill. I think it's a clarifying bill. I think it makes it easier for people both to use the trails and also for any enforcement to know what the parameters are. And I say let's move it.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was a legal memo on this that basically said we could run afoul, which all legal memos seem to say that, because we are maybe discriminating against disabled non-veterans. And so just for the record, I want to point out how important our veterans are to us, that keeping them in state and providing them with recreational opportunities is one of the reasons I think that they do remain in state and they provide a valuable service to our community. And I certainly want to be on record as setting them apart as almost a special class of person for the service that they provide in our country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Sumner.
Through the chair, I just say that I think more freedom for bicycle riders seems like generally a good thing to me. And, you know, this is, seems like a reduction of regulation, and I fully support it.
Representative Mina.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will echo everybody else on the committee. I have a lot of bikers in my district, a lot of avid urban cyclists, and many people who are e-bike owners or own e-bikes, so it's good to have more clarity to help uplift our local control and figure out how we can regulate e-bikes in Alaska.
Thank you. Representative Vance, do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Transportation Committee substitute for House Bill 8, Work Order LS-0196-S from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero and forthcoming fiscal notes.
Okay, seeing no objection, House Bill 8 is moved from the House Transportation Committee. Mr. Witt will bring the committee report around for members. Please stay until it's signed. Our next committee meeting will be this Thursday, March 30th, where the committee will hear an introduction to House Bill 128, an act relating to the definition of oil terminal facility. Seeing no other business before the committee, let the record reflect that we are adjourned at 1:21 p.m.